I mentioned last Sunday, it's amazing to read through the story of this community that really gathered around what we know now as the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and they sought to live out their faith and to learn and to discern what it meant to live in those days after Easter, what the resurrection of Jesus meant to them and the way they lived out their lives together. So today, we read this passage. It says, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God." And that community was beginning to learn what it meant to be children of God in relation to Jesus, who was God's Son and had been raised from the dead. If God had done that for Jesus, who is has adopted us with him into the community of faith, then what does the resurrection mean for us as well? See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. Such reassurance in John's letter makes me wonder if the people in that community felt insecure about this. Were they uncertain about their relationship to God? Were they uncertain about feeling a part of the family of God? A big part of this community, as historians look at it today, they believe that this community, as early Christian communities did, started out as a part of the Jewish synagogue in their area. But by the time these letters were written, they had been kicked out of the synagogue, and so they no longer felt that connection to God's people that they had, with which they had grown up. As they had grown up, they had been told and lived this life as a part of the nation of Israel, as a part of God's people. It was ingrained in them, but now, as believers in Jesus Christ, they had been kicked out of the synagogues. They no longer had that connection to the old family. And they were wondering, in some ways, who they were now, who we belong now. Are we still God's children? This was on their minds, and they didn't feel secure about it. Perhaps their neighbors and co-workers and the people in their town, the people around them, questioned their beliefs and their life together as the early Christian community. Perhaps other Christians even challenged their emphasis on loving. That's a big part of John's gospel and John's letters, to love, to live in these communities of loving each other, for God is love. That comes from 1 John. And perhaps even their Christian neighbors questioned that. Why is it so important that you love each other? Why are you living in such radical ways? After all, even today, it is so tempting to keep our cards in the cause and effect, sin and punishment, and eye for an eye kind of a camp. And so we can imagine if we see a community around us that's living these radical ways of loving and forgiving and community together, sometimes that seems a little questionable. We're not sure about their sanity. We're not sure if they're doing the right godly thing. And so you can imagine this community trying to live that way felt insecure, felt even antagonized by those around them. So perhaps they wondered if God was with them, or if they were doing the right thing. Are we following the path? Are we following what we think we understand to be the way of Jesus? Whatever may have been going on, the folks in 1 John seem to need some encouragement. But imagine yourself instead as a self-conscious, somewhat insecure teenager. We've all been there. We've all been that ourselves. Maybe it's one night, we're getting ready for a big event, wondering if you are ready, hoping you are able to do what you have practiced and you're supposed to do, feeling up there all alone and unsure. When you look over in the back, in the dim light back there in the corner, and you see your dad standing there in the wings, looking right at you, smiling and giving you a big thumbs up, be proud of me. How reassuring. I'm not alone. I'm loved. I'm part of this family, and Dad is with me in this. I can go out there and do what I do because Dad's got my back. And Dad loves me. And our fear subsides and we move forward with confidence, reminded of who we are and whose we are. Because this is the Dad who held us when we were first born, who taught us to ride a bike, put band-aids on our knees, showed us how to do long division, took us to soccer games, and took us for ice cream when we won, two stoops when we lost. Held us up when we were learning to swim. Texted us in the middle of his work day to see how our tests went. Sat tensely in the passenger seat while we drove his car for the first time. And Dad will still be there when we leave home and when we get married. And when we have kids of our own, Dad will be there in the future. Or maybe that was Dad and or Mom for you. So 1 John speaks of God as our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Parent, and we are God's children. The profound sense of God's great love and claim upon us makes a difference in the way that we go about our lives. In the way that we live together and treat each other because we feel safe and we feel loved and we feel joyful and we know that we're all a part of this family. I think so many people today yearn for such a sense of who they are and whose they are. The promise of fulfillment in our jobs, in our savings accounts, in our politics, in our faith, and all such things are bound to disappoint us along the way and leave us feeling insecure time and time again. All of our lives, we want and we work to find our place, to establish ourselves, and later in life, we often look back and we hope that we all made a difference and that we will be remembered. But of all people, Christians should move through this world and through our lives with confidence and hope and joy, knowing that God is with us and we are God's. We're not looking to all of those other places to give us hope, to give us our joy, to give us our confidence, because we know where that comes from. God loves us and claims us as God's own. And in verse 21, it says that we should have parisia before God. We should have confidence and boldness before God to approach God and ask for help if we need it, knowing that God will hear us and God will answer us. I often remember years ago back in college when I was taking Calculus 3. You can imagine how a course like that would inflict insecurity on people. And I remember my professor, an African man named Dr. Chukwu. And the last class before a big exam, he would always go over the last couple of things. And then he'd spend the rest of the time answering all of our questions. And believe me, we had a lot of questions the last period before a big test. And we all seemed nervous and unsure. We weren't sure if we understood this or if we could do that kind of a problem. that sort of 1 John's message. Go with confidence. Go into this life of yours. Go into the world with boldness. Because you, my friend, are a child of God.